Yesterday, we learned that in every question that we have, God has the answer. I'd like to share something with you this morning that I experienced, and it's like a revelation for me. It's so obvious that it's very simple. However, I'd like to back it up with 1 Corinthians 13. Taken from the Message version. If I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but not love, I am nothing but creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with love or power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and if I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I am nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. I have a Bible study that I lead every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. It's 27 miles away from my house. And sometimes on the way there, I'm questioning myself, why am I doing this early in the morning, especially the kind of weather that we had here lately in Indiana. So this morning, I was there. There were four family members. I led them to Christ some 2 years ago, and then we got reconnected. They own businesses around Indianapolis, and the entire family are the employees and workers. So we didn't start until 8:10 or 8:15. And the mother was feeling ashamed or embarrassed for her family members that I take the time to go there every week, 8 o'clock in the morning and driving 27 miles, and yet her family members cannot get ready at 8 o'clock, and I have to wait for them. After the teachings that we had on Acts 2, which is the power of the Holy Spirit, seems like the Holy Spirit spoke to them in their heart. Through the situation, they learn more from my action rather than from my teaching, which is really, that's what we need to do out there. If we can teach people more from our action and not just from our teaching, or as the Bible says, human eloquence and logical thinking, then we capture the heart of people. So as we think about evangelism and reaching out to others, outreaches and projects and services, what we need to think about first is that, what is our foundation? What is our walk with God? And where is our heart? Are we doing it just to gain favor from God or from other people? Or are we doing it right from our heart? That deep inside of us is the heart of reaching out to others and to bring the love of Christ to other people. Until tomorrow, God bless.